Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Harry Palmer to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
The way events are shaping, I might be in Jeff Pilgrim's shoes here at Tressida Bendigo and Company rather sooner than I thought. In the first place, Pilgrim's a fool. He actually went to Stella Bronson's flat the other night while his wife rushed all over town like a questing hen looking for him. Poor old Jeff. They put the pressure on him over one of Benny Puller's conferences and he had to work all night. Just why he chose to work at Stella's place, I don't know yet. But I'll find out. Because sooner or later the time will come for me to do something about it. Meanwhile, I wonder if Jeff will open up under a little questioning.
Oh, hello there, Harry.
Are you busy?
No, no, come on in.
Where's Stella?
Down in the accounts room.
Why? Won't she be long?
10 minutes or so, I expect.
Oh, good, because I don't want to matter in front of her. Listen, boy, how did you get on the other night? Did you tell Marcia about being with your ravishing secretary for the witching hour of midnight?
Well, no, I didn't. She had a tendency to wring her hands, so I hedged a bit and then shut up.
Very, very wise of you, I'd say. What did you want to go to Love Bronson's at all for?
I darn well had to. Professor de Bendigo popped the conference on me earlier than I'd been given to understand, and I had to work on figures for Puller.
Yes, I know all that, but why at Stella's?
Because she'd taken all the dope home with her. That's why. I couldn't ask her to come back to the office, and there was more to be done than I could cope with myself.
So you both sat down in front of the fire to an evening's toil, eh? And you'll probably get another bonus for it. The luck you have, Pilgrim.
Luck? I call it perfectly foul luck. How was I to know the girl was going to take a great sheaf of papers home with her just the very night I needed them?
My dear chap, are you actually complaining? Why, half the coves in town would like nothing better than an evening with Bronson.
And half the coves in town are welcome. Oh, look, I wish you'd shut up about it, Harry. If you think I like the idea of going behind Marcia's back, you're jolly well wrong. It's just one of those things. And when I tell her about it...
Do you mean to say you're actually going to tell her?
Well, of course I am.
I think you're crazy.
Well, who the hell are you to judge? Marcia's my wife, not yours.
You don't have to bay at me, do you?
No, I'm not wild with you. I'm wild with myself. I was an unmitigated lunatic to stay there with Stella. But I'd have felt such a yokel if I hadn't.
My dear chap, you'll feel a bigger yokel if you get down on one knee and confess to your loved one.
But the longer I shut up, the worse it'll look if it ever does come out.
Now, who's going to give you away? Relax, old boy.
You were right, Jeff. The accounts group say that Robertson and Archer's biggest month was October of last year. That's what they're basing discounts on. Hi, Harry.
Hi, Stella.
Oh, thanks, Stella. Well, I'm glad you've cleared that up.
Well, I'll shove off. Let me know how that business works out, old boy.
You don't have to go.
Ah, but I do. Uh-oh.
What does he want?
Well, just passing the time of day.
Is that what you're looking so worried about?
I'm sorry, I'm so obvious, Stella. Do you mind if we get some work done?
Not at all. What am I in the doghouse for this time?
You're not in the doghouse, as you're pleased to call it. But we'll both be if we spend the entire day nattering. This is a circular. Can you take it straight onto the rodeo sheets? You know, sometimes I wish I was a Trappist monk. Oh, I don't know, Matthew, darling. But there are times when I wish Benny Puller and all his works to the devil. I have to go back to the office again tonight.
Again?
I'm afraid so.
This goes on much longer, Jeff. We'll have to get a separation in favor of Tressida Bendigo and Company.
Oh, don't be corny, darling. I'm not in the mood.
Well, it's becoming too much of a good thing altogether. If you're not working till all hours of the night, you're rushing off madly in all directions so you can see how Puller's ridiculous business has carried on. Oh, it's fantastic.
Well, I haven't been away as much as all that.
You've been away quite enough.
And if it's necessary, I'll continue to be. But darling, don't be difficult. It's only for these first few weeks of handling Puller's account. As soon as it's running smoothly, I'll be able to lie back and do practically nothing.
Is Stella helping you tonight?
Oh, Marcia. Once and for all, I will not be cross-examined about every 5 minutes I spend out of your sight. If Stella is working late with me, I'll tell you about it without being asked. Is that understood?
Sheriff.
I have enough to worry about without this continual discord at home. Look, Stella is not coming back to the office tonight. Does that make you happy?
Really, Jeff, I haven't said anything for you to rave about.
It's what you're so damn careful to leave unsaid. Stella should be at the office tonight, but I prefer to get the stuff done myself rather than have your silly tantrums to cope with.
All right. If I'm such a lot of trouble, perhaps you'd like it if I went back to Aunt Harriet and Uncle Tresidder.
Marcia, you are not any trouble. You're just utterly unreasonable when I'm least in the mood to put up with you.
Is it unreasonable for a wife to want her husband home occasionally?
Come here. Come on, come here to me. Now listen, you infuriating female. Nothing gives me more pleasure than spending my time. But I'm still going back to the office tonight. There. And for the next 10 minutes, you're going to sit on the arm of my chair, as a good wife should. Come on. Hey, down you come.
Oh. Jeff, darling.
Oh, I know. I shouldn't chew you like this, should I? If Angel Lieutenant were here, she'd say I was going on like a tired businessman.
She'd say you were behaving as though you had a guilty conscience about something. You haven't, have you, Jeff?
No, I haven't. I've neither had an affair with my secretary, embezzled funds from Tresidder Bendigo's, or left my car in an old parking area. So do you think we might have 5 minutes' peace before I go?
Well, you've never snapped my head off for nothing like this before.
Tell me, you've been listening to Angela Tennant too much. One day I'll slap that woman down so hard she'll never get up again. Well, not with her tongue intact, anyway.
Well, Millie, my little puppet, what do you say? Tell a wee lie for me?
Well, doesn't seem exactly right, Harry. Not just like that.
Oh, well, if you won't, there are plenty of others who will.
But because Jeff Pilgrim's working at the office tonight...
Please yourself, puppet. The way you've been going on lately, I thought you'd be glad to do me a favor.
Oh. All right, then. What do I have to do exactly? Not that I like doing it, Harry Palmer.
Your conscience will mend, my little one. Now listen carefully. Ring Pilgrim at the office. And if he answers, tell him you forgot to give him a message. Anything will do. But if he doesn't answer, and I don't think he will because he always forgets to connect his phone when he goes back late. If he doesn't answer, then you ring his wife.
You want me to ring Marcia?
That's right, puppet. And here's what you're going to say. You're going to say you forgot a message for Jeff. And she'll say, ring the office, he's working back. You'll say you've already tried. And then you make the right suggestion.
Oh, about 4 more hours of these infernal cost analysis. There's one thing I loathe. It's this routine mumbo-jumbo in an empty office at night. Oh, well, where the devil's that adding machine? Who the dickens is this? Surely not Marcia.
Hello, Jeff. Surprised to see me.
Stella, I thought I told you I didn't want you back tonight.
Why, Mr. Pilgrim? What sort of a welcome is that?
But I made it perfectly clear that... Now, look here, Stella.
Oh, now, don't order me out straight away. I had no intention of coming back, but I was on my way to a show. I saw your light on. Here I am. Can't I help?
Oh, you can help, all right. But it's always the same.
What is?
I'm continually making a confounded liar of myself through no fault of my own.
With Marcia?
Of course it's with Marcia. I told her definitely you wouldn't be here.
Oh, well, can't be helped now. Seeing I am here, I suppose I may as well get my coat off. Hmm?
No, hang it. No, I think you better clear out. Thanks very much and all that, but you get along to that show you're going to.
Oh, that'll keep. Now, where shall I...
Oh... There's the phone of the switchboard. I always forget to connect this one.
Oh, it's all right. I'll run down. Wonder who it is.
Well, I wonder who it is. Ringing here at this hour.
Good Lord, it might be Master. If Stella answered... Stella! Stella!
What is it?
Don't answer that phone!
What?
I said don't answer that phone!
Why on earth not? Oh. Well, they find out whoever it was. Why didn't you want me to answer it?
Well, come up here and I'll tell you.
Who in Hades could it have been?
All right, Millie, my angel. So far, so good. He didn't answer at the office. Now, are you sure you know what to do?
But is it all right for me to know what I'm going to tell Marcia?
Of course it is. You can say you heard it round the office. If ever you have to, that is. Now, dial Marcia's number. Here it is. Metropole 3362.
Hello?
It's Millie Moffat here. Could I speak to Mr. Pilgrim?
He's at the office, Millie. What is it?
Oh, I rang the office, Mrs. Pilgrim, but he didn't answer. I forgot to give him a message this afternoon, and it might be important. When could I get in touch with him?
But I know he's at the office, Millie.
Well, he didn't answer. Do you think he might be at Stella Bronson's?
What did you say?
I just thought he might have gone to Stella Bronson's to work, like that other night. Shall I ring there? Mrs. Pilgrim, should I ring Stella Bronson's flat? Mrs. Pilgrim, are you there? Hello? Hello?
So, he's been going to Stella's flat at night and fooling me so beautifully all the time. Oh, to think that I should have to find out like this from an office chippy. Everyone must know but me. Oh, just you wait till you get home, Jeff Pilgrim, after I've seen Uncle Tressiter about this. Oh, you miserable hound, you!
We invite you to listen again to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.